en anglais, Marcel Mfouch.
Hello, Cheta Bile. Good morning and welcome to Morning's Pulse on CRTV's national station. In our top stories, excitement has reached fever pitch as Paris and the other 16 host cities continue to welcome delegations from 98 Olympic committees ahead of the official launch of the Summer Olympics in less than 3 days. Semi-final matches of the Handball Cup of Cameroon are scheduled this weekend, promising some thrilling clashes in both the men's and women's categories. And out of the country, English Premier League side Aston Villa have signed Senegalese-born midfielder of Cameroonian descent Amadou Onana from Everton in a 50 million euro deal. 3 days to the start of the 33rd Summer Olympics in France, excitement has reached fever pitch as Paris and the other 16 host cities continue to welcome delegations from 98 Olympic committees. More than 10,000 athletes are expected to compete in this year's event, with most of them already in the Games Village. 4 of the 6 athletes of Team Cameroon are already in Paris, with Saraham Funana expected to arrive tomorrow. Olympic medal hopeful Emmanuel Esseme will be the last Cameroon athlete to arrive in France, and that will be on Friday, July 26th. Among those rooting for Team Cameroon are sports journalists like Dewa Fabrice and Jude Ngong, who are both optimistic and believe the athletes will fly Cameroon's flag high in their respective disciplines.
I'm looking forward to see how people like Emmanuel Esseme Alobwede will be taking part in the 100-meter race, and also Linda Nguno will be taking part in the 400-meter hurdles, not leaving out Sarah Hanfu, who is taking part in the table tennis, and Anita Sopimbela, who is part of judo, and then we have other Cameroonians who will be taking part in swimming. This game is very important in the life of every Cameroonian, and when I hear of Emmanuel Alobwede Esseme, there's this feeling I have about him winning every race. And when you hear names like Linda Nguno, a woman who is making the country proud, you get to testify that the Olympic Games is a very good competition to look out for. And I'm very, very optimistic that all the Cameroonian athletes taking part in the Olympic Games most definitely are going to emerge victorious. We all know the record that Emmanuel Esseme Alobwede has been setting as far as racing is concerned, and also Linda Nguno. All these persons are very, very instrumental to project and keep the country's flag flying. So I look forward to a lot of exciting moments in the Olympics.
We are looking forward to seeing someone like Emmanuel Esseme performing very well in the men's 100 meters. He won gold in Accra, Ghana, in the African Games, and performed not so badly during the African Athletics Championship in Douala a couple of weeks ago. So we are looking forward to seeing him use the experience that he gained during the Tokyo 2020 Games, the 2019 World Athletics Championships in Qatar, and the 2023 World Athletics Championship in Budapest in Hungary. I think those are good enough experiences for him to really perform and give Cameroon a gold medal or at least a bronze medal in short distance running. So we're looking forward to seeing very good games in Paris.
Semi-final matches of the Handball Cup of Cameroon are scheduled for this Saturday, July 27, 2024 in Yaoundé. In the men's category, fans will face Renaissance of Douala, while Fab will entertain Friendship of Yaoundé in the other semi-final. In the women's category, Tonne Kalara Club of Yaoundé will play against Diva of Bafoussam, and fans will take on FAP for a place in the final. Renaissance advanced to the semi-finals by defeating the University of Boya in the quarterfinals on Sunday with a score of 29-26. The opponents in the semis, fans overpowered Jeunesse of Bafoussam by 37-15. FAP fought Japan, made little work of Soleil Levant, winning 31-18 to secure a semi-final berth against Friendship of Yaoundé, who edged out Veto Handball Club of Boya by 26-25. In the women's category, FAB outclassed Yoke, winning 38-27, while fans saw off Tigres of Bachenga by 29-17 to book a meeting with local rivals FAB. The other quarterfinal fixture saw Diva of Bafoussam scrap past Dynamic of Bokito 29-28, and Tonne Kalara Club of Yaoundé thrashed the University of Boya by 44-20. Despite the disappointing results for both the men's and women's teams, the coach of the University of Boya expressed satisfaction with the overall performance in the competition.
Simon Dusha Mengede, head coach of the University of Boya handball teams. The game for boys against the team from Ezeka is experience. You have been participating in the university games and the national championship for long, and we had a team in front of us who reacted. That's why we had the score that you know. For boys in the national championship, we have not been doing well, and we wanted to prove ourselves that our main team is not dead. And for the girls, you are playing well, though you are not qualified, but at least we are sure that we can do better in the future. We thank God and we are congratulating our girls and boys because they did well, and the University of Boya Handball Club is alive.
The coach of the University of Boya reacting shortly after the team's elimination from the Handball Cup of Cameroon. The finals of the Volleyball Cup of Cameroon took place on Sunday at the Yaoundé Multipurpose Sports Complex, with Little Women's team of Douala beating Mayokani Evolution by 3-1 to clinch their second consecutive Cup of Cameroon title. In the men's final, Port Autonome of Douala overpowered Little team by 3-0. Ben Collins Nyeberuo watched both games and now reports.
It was a show of determination and fitness this Sunday from Port Autonome Volleyball Club of Douala that transcended the hopes and aspirations of city rivals, Little Team. After stunning all their opponents on the road to the final by 3-0 each, Little Team was the next victim for Port Autonome that received the trophy of the Champions of Cameroon this Sunday. Players and staff of the Douala-based volleyball club, who are also champions of the Central African sub-region this year, climbed on the throne of the Cup of Cameroon after more than 10 years of absence. For the Cup winners in the women's category, Little Team of Douala, it was the second consecutive trophy of the Cup of Cameroon they won after defeating Mayokani Evolution by 3-1. The team that was created in 2011 played the final of the Cup of Cameroon a year later in 2012 and lost to the volleyball club of the National Institute of Youth and Sports as the dust settles on celebrations within the ranks of Port Autonome men and Little Team ladies, all from Douala. The two volleyball clubs are expected to begin preparing for continental competitions immediately.
Thank you, Ben Collins. And out of the country, English Premier League club Aston Villa have signed midfielder Amadou Onana from Everton in a €50 million deal. The Senegalese-born defensive midfielder of Cameroonian descent played every minute of Belgium's Euro 2024 campaign and now has the opportunity to represent Villa in the UEFA Champions League next season. Details with student journalist on internship, Pewe Joe.
The 5-year deal with Aston Villa will give Amadou Onana the opportunity to defend the club's colors until 2029. Onana made 72 appearances for Everton since joining from Lille in summer, scoring 4 goals. Aston Villa's manager, Unai Emery, has been in the market for a new defensive midfielder after the club sold Douglas Luiz to Juventus in June. Manchester United, Arsenal and Newcastle United were among the clubs credited with an interest in signing Amadou Onana. He becomes the third central midfielder to join Aston Villa this summer following the arrivals of Enzo Baranechi from Juventus and Ross Barkley from Luton Town, taking the club's summer spending to about 109 billion CFA francs. Amadou Onana represented Belgium in the 2024 European Championship that France booted them out at the round of 16. Aston Villa, who finished fourth in the Premier League last season, are strengthening for a challenge of a Champions League competition in the coming campaign. They have not featured at the elite level since the 1982-1983 football season, a campaign that gave them their first Champions League title. Aston Villa will begin next season's Premier League campaign at West Ham on Saturday, August 17.
That ends today's edition of the 7:30 a.m. Sports News, in which you heard that excitement has reached fever pitch as Paris and the other 16 host cities continue to welcome delegations from 98 Olympic committees ahead of the official launch of the Summer Olympics in less than 3 days. Semi-final matches of the Handball Cup of Cameroon are scheduled this weekend, promising some thrilling clashes in both the men's and women's categories. And out of the country, English Premier League side Aston Villa have signed Senegalese-born midfielder of Cameroonian descent Amadou Onana from Everton in a €50 million deal. For presentation, I have been Marcel Mfochie, thanking you for listening.